Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. SEPTA avoids another strike, this time by reaching a tentative contract agreement with a union representing more than 300 suburban transit workers. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us that comes on the heels of a deal between SEPTA and its largest union.
The tentative deal between SEPTA and Smart Local 1594, a 350-member union representing bus, train, and trolley operators mostly in Delaware County, is a two-year contract, which includes 3.5% raises each year. Last month, Smart had authorized a strike. That was also the case for Transport Workers Union Local 234, SEPTA's largest union, which agreed to a deal on Monday. But SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush says that in a year that's seen funding crises and safety red flags diminish service, it was important not to let labor strife make things even worse for riders.
Fortunately, negotiators on both sides kept coming back to the negotiating table to work through any issues that needed to be resolved.
And Bush says securing two-year deals with SEPTA's unions is important because it means the all-important year of 2026, when the Semequin Centennial shines the spotlight on Philly, won't feature contract negotiations.
It gives peace of mind to know that the contract is in place and that we're going to have all hands on deck for all these great events that are coming up.
If Smart Local 1594 members ratify the contract in time, the SEPTA board could approve it at their meeting next Thursday. Union leaders could not be reached for comment. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Prosecutors in Atlantic County called their final witnesses Thursday in the trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. Small and his wife Laquetta are accused of physically abusing their then 15-year-old daughter on several occasions in 2023 and 2024. Both have maintained their innocence, saying the charges are politically motivated. Small's defense attorneys will begin calling on their witnesses today, and Mayor Small is expected to testify at some point. More defense witnesses are expected Monday, and closing arguments could come as soon as Tuesday. Philadelphia City Council cleared a lot out of its calendar at Thursday's meeting, their last of 2025. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Council passed the budget for the first phase of Mayor Sherelle Parker's affordable housing home initiative, despite the administration's request that it hold off until it could also pass the bond authorization for the program. That'll be next year. Council President Kenyatta Johnson said he wanted to keep the program moving.
We want to get shovels in the ground. We want to get these programs up and running for the population that's most in need here in the city of Philadelphia.
Johnson said he and Parker continue to have a good relationship, though council has defied her on the home budget. Council is also challenging her new approach to diversity in city contracts, passing a resolution that calls for hearings on the new policy. In other action, council approved more limits on mobile service providers in the Kensington area, new training requirements for security guards, and a referendum asking voters to approve creation of retirement savings accounts for workers whose employers don't offer them. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Powerball jackpot is up to $1 billion for Saturday's drawing after no one hit Wednesday night. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke to people buying tickets.
40 consecutive Powerball drawings with no winner have resulted in the game's second $1 billion grand prize this year.
Well, who doesn't need $1 billion?
Pat Ronan from Drexel Hill purchased a few extra Powerball tickets at the Maneuvers newsstand in Springfield, Delaware County.
I've got adult children and other people. I'd like to pay it forward and have a little bit of money for myself as well.
Ronan is in on a Powerball ticket pool in hopes of having a better shot at winning.
I've got family in New York and New Jersey that also buy tickets. So we collectively pool them together and would share.
Store owner Prabodh Shah hopes the jackpot will go to a pool of lottery players instead of one individual.
The group win, they're much better. Nobody needs the all kind of $1 billion.
A winner would be able to choose whether to be paid annually, totaling in about $1 billion, or to receive a lump sum payment of $461 million. In Springfield, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.